This is Pushing the Odds on SB Nation Radio, live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Las Vegas. Here's Matt Perrault.
This has been a very, very fun week. I appreciate you guys if you've been with us for the whole week. You're going to have fun today, fun tomorrow. We're loaded up. We are waiting an interview here in 1 minute with Jake Elliott. He is the 23-year-old kicker for the Philadelphia Eagles, who is an awesome story. And I want to know what a kicker does during the week leading up to the Super Bowl. How much kicking does he do? And kicking indoors, he has to be happy about that. So we will do that here in just 1 second as the Eagles get ready for practice. And all right, let's go to the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans hotline. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. From the Philadelphia Eagles, Jake Elliott, their kicker, joining us here on Pushing the Odds. Jake, Matt Perrault, how are you?
Hey, how's it going?
Well, you tell me, what does a kicker do during the week leading up to the Super Bowl?
it's just a normal week. Just a couple more media calls, and that's about it.
just a little more attention than normal, right?
Yeah, that's all.
All right, so you tell me, you and Stephen Gostkowski, both being from Memphis, is it safe to call Memphis kicker you?
I think that's safe to say. Why not? It's got to be. I mean, the last two guys standing, right?
Yeah, how much did you know about Gostkowski's career, and did you follow it when you were at Memphis?
Yeah, you know, absolutely followed him. You know, he came back when I was a freshman there, and I got a chance to kick with him over the summer a little bit, and that was obviously really special for me at the time. You know, knowing one of the greats is coming back, and you get a chance to kick the ball around with him. You know, ever since then, he's kind of been a little bit of a mentor, and you know, someone I can go to with any questions or if I'm looking for advice. So he's been great.
Take me back to draft day. Eagles select you. You're with them, and you wind up getting cut, and you wind up with the Eagles. When you were let go by Cincinnati, if someone said, hey, you know what? It's all going to be good. You're going to be kicking in the Super Bowl. Would you have believed them?
I would say that'd be tough to believe at the time. But, yeah, obviously, just try to put a positive twist on every situation. So, you know, when I got cut there, they put me on the practice squad, and that was a little glimpse of hope. And, you know, I felt I was good enough to kick in this league, and, you know, luckily I got my chance.
All right, take us back to September against the Giants, 61-yard field goal. When it left your foot, did you know it was good?
I knew it had enough. I didn't know if it was going to stay right on that right upright or not.
And it did, and Carson Wentz's reaction. Did you see the video as Carson ran onto the field yelling and screaming after the kick went through and you guys won?
Yeah, I did. That was pretty spectacular. That was fun to watch.
Very nice. Jake, thank you for the time. I really appreciate it. Best of luck coming up on Sunday.
You got it. Thank you.
That is Jake Elliott, kicker for the Philadelphia Eagles, joining us here on Pushing the Odds. That kick was unbelievable. Seventh longest field goal